Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news to somebody, you want to do it here. This is a safe space.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah, a safe space we have reserved for you in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
To listen to what you're doing. But you know what? You don't want to do something like this by yourself.
No.
Especially when it involves family. And that's exactly what's happening today with our buddy Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Thanks for calling our show. I have I'm Italian. I have several brothers and sisters, so I know breaking bad news to one of them, it can be difficult for a family member. And today you're going to be calling your brother. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So give us a little backstory. Your brother. What's your brother's name?
Justin.
All right. And what is the story between you and Justin here, Ryan?
Well, we live together, and my girlfriend, you know, Caitlin wants to move in, or she's moving in, you know. And they don't get along whatsoever. So this is going to be a little tense, but if I have to choose, it's going to be her, you know, and you've got to know that.
Okay. So what you said, she wants to move in, and then you said she's just moving in. So you guys share an apartment together, but are you the main person there? Or?
I'm the leaseholder. So, it really is my decision, you know, and if he has an issue with it, he's going to have to move out. I don't know any other way to say it. You know, it's tough love, you know.
Is he a lot younger than you?
He's a few years younger, but, whatever. He's got to deal with this.
Yeah,
he's
capable of living on his own.
Well,
he's an adult. Yeah.
It sounds like you have your mind made up. You're going to move her right in. So, but what is your, why don't your brother, you said your brother and your girlfriend's name is Caitlin?
Yep.
Yeah, they don't get along. Well, now, why don't they get along? What happens between
them? They've never gotten along, you know, not since day one. And I don't know what it is, but they just it's like oil and water. You know, they don't mix, and it's just not even fun really being in the same room with the two of them. I got to be honest.
Yeah, and now you're going to move all that into your apartment.
Yeah, so why not all live together?
yes.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. So does your brother have other options? I mean, if things go south.
Well, yeah. It was this nice cardboard box I saw on the street.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what I love about brothers. This is what I would do to my little brother.
No, it's nice. So it has a hole on the side, like a window.
That's hilarious.
So you really, but in the end of the day, you love your brother. You're not going to put your brother on the street, right?
I mean, no, I will. Like I said, the box is nice, and I'll even fix it up for him. I have some masking tape to use it. You know?
Yeah. What kind of relationship do you have with your brother?
I love my brother, you know, you can only live together so long. We lived together growing up, and now we don't live at home anymore. We still live together. I mean, you know, at some point,
yeah,
you got to cut the cord.
Got to cut it. Yeah.
Now, are you the big brother? Are you the type A big brother that just makes him do everything? Or do you help him out with rent and some other stuff? And
he pitches in. He contributes. It's just that I'm the only one on the lease. So.
Yeah. But you got all the power.
Well, he has no say then.
Exactly.
All right. On Ryan, on Breaking Bad News, what we do is we're going to mute our phone lines. So when you call Justin, he will not be able to hear a word that we say. You might hear us in the background or whatever, like talking, but he won't hear us. We'll let you break the bad news. And if you need help near the end of the call, we'll come in and we'll try to help out as best as we can. But at first, you're on your own, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, good luck. See how it all pans out. It's Breaking Bad News on 93.1 Jams. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, bro, what's going on?
So I got some news for you.
Okay.
I don't know, just get right to it. So Caitlin's going to move in.
Boy, right out with it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I don't know. I can't beat around the bush at this point. We're ready for this next step, you know?
It's just, you know, I mean, besides the fact that she doesn't like me, I mean, it's a small place, man. You know, that's craziness.
I know, and she, honestly, she has so many clothes that she's going to need, like, some of your closet space.
Oh, my gosh.
What? No, man, that can't happen. Oh, you know, this, all right, you know her and I do not get along.
No, right? I know, that's why I feel bad telling you, but I feel like, you know, hey,
but
it is what it is, you know?
And like, so you're taking part of my closet, too, and you're moving her in?
Most of your closet, I mean, have you seen her shoes? She has, like, different shoes for, like, every day. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to need, like, most of your, really. I'm just, honestly, I didn't want to, I was just saying share, but, like, she's going to take the whole closet, really.
You know what? She's taking over your life, bro. She's taking over your life.
No,
you're the same
it's not my
her.
Life. It's just your closet. Like, I'm cool, you know? Like, I love her, you know? I know you guys don't get along, but, like, I figure, you know, whatever. We can get a little Tupperware container or something, put some of your stuff in it, you know? It'll be cool.
You know, she's never liked me. She's never liked that I'm around. She's never made me feel comfortable. Like, you know, what the hell am I supposed to do?
I mean, honestly, like, you're not on the lease. I am, so...
Wait,
you know, like, it's not really much of your decision anyway.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Here you go. Let the fight begin.
Like, so, I mean, we've been living together forever. It's like, mm-hmm. Isn't that enough anyway? You know, I mean, I'm not going to kick you out. I'm going to take your closet.
You know, but, I'm serious. You might as well kick me out. I mean, you're choosing her over me. I'm family, man.
I'm still going to be your brother. I love you. You know, it's not that. I just love her, too, and...
I mean, you
can try to make it work if you want, or you can move out.
Try to make it work. You know, she's a bitch, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why are you with her anyways?
Because she's hot, and I love her. And like,
yes, that's all because she's hot. But she's not nice to me. She's not nice to other people.
She's
no, always she's
nice
to restaurants.
She's like
stuff.
Everybody but you, pretty much, right?
Everybody but you.
Like, is that kind of what you'd say? I mean, she just doesn't like you, and you don't like her. I mean, you know, maybe if you hadn't hit her car, like, that time, and not apologized. You know what I mean? That
it wasn't my fault. I swear it wasn't my fault, man. I you know, all right, fine.
You know, drive drunk sometimes. It's cool.
It's cool.
But, like, you didn't apologize when you did that, you know, and you still owe her $500 from that trip.
It's hard to pay off
like
with this job. I can't live by myself. I can't afford anything. You know, I mean, McDonald's doesn't pay much, you know?
Dude, you could move back in with mom and dad.
No. Don't make me do that. Please don't make me do that.
Mom said she fixed the basement up for you nice.
What about the cardboard box?
About it.
The box. What about the cardboard box?
This is ridiculous. Oh, come on, bro. You can't do this to me.
You know what's even worse than all this stuff?
What?
Is that like you're on the radio too? Like everyone can hear what you did. What how bad this is?
Yeah, we're gonna break
it.
Hey, Justin, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. This is Marco and Krista. Krista, we're actually on Breaking Bad News on 93.1 Jazz. We're live on the radio. That's
great.
The first time that we've ever had anybody just tell the person that they're actually gonna be there.
Here
I love
are.
That. Ryan, he seems dead set on having Caitlin in, and he wanted to have us all along as he broke the bad news to you there. So
I did. I wanted everyone to hear it.
You know, that is probably one of the
meanest
things
I didn't
somebody's
know
done, man. I mean, I'm your brother, and you're like blasting this out to everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted everyone to know.
Oh, my gosh! Aww.
Is it your brother loves it? Yeah, the tough love.
You know, I'm thinking maybe you and her belong together.
Well, no, seriously, though, even though we're on the radio, I'm still taking your closet. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Still taking your closet. You're killing me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you guys are going to have to. We won't decide exactly what's happening here because we only have a few seconds. But, Justin, it looks like you're going to have to. I mean, he is ready to move Caitlin in. And if you have to give up a few things, he's not kicking you out totally, although he's not making a lot of great choices for you. But you'll have to figure out how all this works, later. But
It's a good brotherly thing to do, but there is no way I can stay there with her there. I need to figure something out.
All right,
Mom said she'll have the little race car bed set up in the basement.
Oh, my gosh.
He loves
it. He's mean. Leave your brother alone.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station, it sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and maybe you're just out and about, and somebody saw you gardening in your yard, or maybe you were just walking downtown or biking in Madison, and somebody said, you know what, that is the girl or guy of my dreams.
Thank you. I've always wanted to be one of those.
But will I run up and tell them that? No, I'm embarrassed. I'll go to Miss Connections and I'll pour my heart out and they'll see me there and we will fall in love. That's what was said. So every Wednesday, Krista and I will read from real Miss Connections from real people right here in the Madison area.
Mm-hmm. That's how we roll.
Yeah. I'll start here. It's
okay,
meant
honey.
For women, and this one is called Drunk Pantless Redhead. Well, this could be about you.
Most likely it is.
He says, I will admit it was a weird night for me, but I bet it was even weirder for you. It was 2 a.m. last Sunday when I was getting up to take a squeaky leak. When I looked out the window and I saw you, a redhead wearing what I thought at the time was a mini dress, squatting on my lawn. I ran out to see what was going on, then noticed you didn't have a mini dress on. You only had a t-shirt on. No pants, no shoes, no panties.
That's how I like it.
By the way, nice carpet slash drape combo. I guess you got scared.
What does that mean?
You know what that means. I guess you got scared of the 300-pound bald guy in a robe rushing outside because you took off running like a deer. You were clearly drunk because you immediately tripped and headbutted my car door. I usually don't let women do that until we're on a first-name basis. I went inside to grab you an ice pack for your head, and when I came back, you had run off into the night, leaving nothing but an empty Smirnoff bottle and a dent in my car door. You have a cute freckled face and you seem fun. I want you to come back and I want to have fun with you. Maybe you can explain what you were doing on my lawn.
Huh.
If this interests you, you know where my house is. Literally. Sincerely, Thad.
Thanks, Thad. I'm just going to keep on walking.
Thad.
I have a friend named Thad. Interesting enough. All right, so this is the Ladies for Men. It is titled, I Promise I'm Not a Biatch.
Wow. Well, when you had to say that right off.
Wow. I thought we had a lot of chemistry for two people sitting at Applebee's at
eating
the bar.
Good in the neighborhood. All right.
You were drinking a Bud Light and we shared some sweet, sweet Cajun tots. I really wanted to have a long, witty conversation with you, but unfortunately, our night was cut short. A woman, either your wife or girlfriend, I don't know, barged in and started yelling at you for being a lonely piece of trash.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scene at Applebee's.
That's right. She also called me a slut, which was totally uncool. Personally, I think she's projecting her own sluttiness on me. I don't think I can go back to that Applebee's anymore.
No.
What if someone says something to me? Since I can't go to my favorite dining spot anymore and have Cajun tots, you owe me big time.
Oh.
I promise I'm not like that other woman. I'm not going to be some raging biatchazoid.
Wow.
I'm a sweet girl who will do sweet things to you. And I don't know why you are with her. You can do so much better. Hint, hint.
Oh, little hints.
Please get your balls out of your purse and give me a call.
Jeez.
She
got violent there at the end.
If she tries to bug us again, I'll knock that slut's teeth out.
Wow.
I promise.
Oh, I thought she was.
Oh, I'm choking on my own gummy.
Oh, nice.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.